And live from the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Capital City Fire and Rescue evacuated Foodland IGA this morning in a response to a possible carbon monoxide leak. Assistant Fire Chief Chad Cameron says two U.S. Coast Guard employees were shopping at Foodland when the gas meters they happened to be carrying detected high levels of hazardous gas. They alerted CCFR, who responded around 9:45 a.m. The crew's detector showed high levels of carbon monoxide. Chambers says they evacuated the store and opened all the doors for ventilation.
We were working with the belief that it was carbon monoxide until we aired out the building and identified the source.
They traced it to batteries used for the store's backup generators. Cameron says the overcharged batteries were actually giving off hydrogen sulfide gas.
For us, it mimics carbon monoxide on our detectors. That's how we're able to identify where it was. We disconnected the batteries and ventilated the building and cleared out everything.
Hydrogen sulfide gas is toxic and highly flammable. It can cause respiratory problems, but Cameron says CCFR is not concerned about anyone's exposure. In a social media post, CCFR wrote that symptoms appear quickly and no one has reported any injuries. Cameron says the batteries will be serviced to prevent any more problems. Foodland store manager Rick Wilson says the evacuation lasted about a half an hour and business continued as usual for the rest of the day. The store did not have carbon monoxide detectors when the incident happened, Wilson says, but they do now. Skagway officials say it won't renew a long-term lease of its waterfront cruise dock, and it's rejected warnings from the current leaseholder that the public could be liable to pay for improvements made over past decades. This fall, Skagway's assembly announced it may take over operation of the municipal port after the current lease expires in 2023. It's also seeking proposals from potential new operators for the waterfront's three deep-water docks that berth hundreds of cruise ships each season. Last month, attorneys for the long-term leaseholder White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad penned a strongly worded letter saying the municipality would be liable for dock improvements if it didn't renew its lease. The municipality responded on February 13th, and a letter written by Anchorage law firm Brenna Bell and Walker on behalf of the municipality argues that not only was the railroad's claim without merit, but warned that site contamination from the railroad's era could disqualify it from future consideration. The dock has been leased to the railroad since the 1960s. Before it catered to cruise ship tourism, it was used to offload ore from a nearby mine. In a 2015 referendum, Skagway voters rejected White Pass Railroad's bid to renew its lease on the waterfront docks. Arctic ocean temperatures are rising at rates faster than previously thought by the scientific community. That's the finding of a new study from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, which shows warming waters having an effect on everything from sea ice growth to marine ecosystems. One researcher says now is a key time for studies on Arctic ocean conditions before hotter temperatures become the new normal. For Alaska's Energy Desk, Wesley Early reports.
For UAF oceanography professor Seth Danielson, the record low sea ice and record high ocean temperatures of the last couple years came as a shock.
It was a bit surprising because we felt like it came a couple decades too early.
Danielson is part of a team of researchers that authored a paper discussing the changes to Pacific Arctic ecosystems from warmer ocean temperatures. It lists several observations of the area. including weaker winter sea ice and an earlier melting period. More open water conditions mean that there's likely to be an increase in vessel traffic through the region, which Danielson says could have an impact on subsistence. Low sea ice could also change migratory patterns.
The time of the year that some hunting activities can take place may need to change. I think we've seen some indications of that already. And the species that people are hunting and fishing for may change as well.
Danielson says one of the findings of the paper is that new groundfish species like Pacific cod are showing up further north and have the potential to disrupt the native Arctic cod populations and send ripples up the food chain.
They're a focal point through which energy flows to a lot of different components. For instance, they're eaten by the seals, they're eaten directly by people, the seals are eaten by people and by polar bears.
Danielson says that researchers expected that, as temperatures in the region got warmer, these effects could happen. He says research models show that the heat waves caused by global warming have become more prevalent in the wake of industrial advancement.
You can be fairly confident in attributing these types of unusual events to human-induced causes.
Danielson says that the rapid changes to Arctic marine ecosystems are happening in real time as researchers are studying them. He says these changes likely aren't going anywhere.
It's not going to be too long before these extremely low ice years that we've just had in the last couple of years will be what we consider to be the norm.
Historically, Danielson says there wasn't a lot of scientific observation of Arctic waters 4 to 5 decades ago. He says the rapid warm changes to the environment mean now more than ever is the right time to keep tabs on Arctic waters.
We're at this interesting spot now where we know things are changing incredibly rapidly, and now is the best chance for us to go out there and make some additional observations.
Danielson's research was part of a coalition of scientists with the Arctic Integrated Ecosystem Research Program. The paper was published this month in the Nature Climate Change Scientific Journal. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Wesley Early in Kotzebue.
Alaska House Republicans voted on Friday to confirm Mike Prox of North Pole to fill the House seat vacated by former Representative Tammy Wilson's resignation. Prox is a former North Star Borough Assembly member and Alyeska Pipeline Service Company worker. He was the interior coordinator for the election campaign of Governor Mike Dunleavy. The governor appointed Prox after District 3 Republicans made him one of the three nominees for the seat. He says he'll try to make the most of the time remaining in his term.
It's going to be just trying to catch up to where everybody is right now.
The House Republicans met in Juneau with Prox answering their questions by phone before taking the vote. Anchorage Republican Representative Lance Pruitt didn't say how many members voted for or against Prox, but he did say that he had enough support to be confirmed. Pruitt is the leader of the minority caucus, which Prox plans to join.
I think he's got some experience, not just in terms of the political world, but a longtime resident there in North Pole. So we're looking forward to getting down here and getting to know him.
Representative Wilson resigned in January to work for the state as an advisor for the Office of Children's Services. And one of the most successful Alaska oil explorers says he's picked up a new prospect in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. Armstrong Oil and Gas, which is run by Denver-based wildcatter Bill Armstrong, said this morning that it had bought 72% stake in a roughly 140-square-mile block of federal leases. The previous owner of the leases was a company called Borealis Alaska Oil that's rebranded from Nordak Energy, which made headlines in 2017 for suing two of its former executives over millions of dollars of missing cash and assets. It was also fined for not plugging a pair of wells in Cook Inlet. An Armstrong subsidiary and Borealis are now planning to evaluate what they're calling the Castle West prospect with a test well in the near future. The prospect sits far from existing pipeline structure southwest of ConocoPhillips' huge Willow project. But Armstrong says its new prospect sits in the same promising oil formation as Willow. An Armstrong spokesman says the purchase price is confidential. Bill Armstrong is best known in Alaska for his discovery of the Pica prospect, which he sold for $850 million to a Papua New Guinea-based company called Oil Search. Oil Search is now advancing that project. Alaska gooey duck clam divers are stuck sitting on the beach, at least until March 5th. A group of fishermen who determined whether to open the fishery made that call to keep it closed on Thursday. Gooey duck clams are 2 to 3 pound clams that live in the waters of the Pacific Northwest. They're harvested live and sold largely to customers in China. But the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has shuttered restaurants and seafood markets on the other side of the Pacific. Divers say they can usually get $5 to $10 a pound for their catch, but the drop in demand in the wake of the coronavirus outbreak has pushed that number down to about $1 a pound. So in late January, divers decided not to conduct tests that would allow the state to open the fishery, and it's remained closed ever since. Divers voted on Thursday to keep the gooey duck fishery closed for at least another 2 weeks. They'll meet again on March 5th to determine whether the gooey duck market has recovered enough to go fishing. Turning quickly to weather, after some spots of blue skies earlier today, it's turned mostly cloudy. Tonight, expect snow, mainly after 9 p.m., with new accumulation of around 1 inch. Tonight's low around 29 degrees. Tomorrow, more snow with a high of 36, winds 20 to 30 miles per hour earlier in the day, and then decreasing to 10 to 20 miles per hour in the afternoon. Total new snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible tomorrow, but turning overnight to rain. Wednesday will bring rain before 9 a.m. and then snow for a few hours and then back to rain with a high of 38. Warming up toward the end of the week with a high near 40 degrees by Friday. I'm Jennifer Pemberton in the KTOO Newsroom.